buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the strawberry letter.
All right, subject, me and my man have a little situation. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a gentleman 7 months ago. I'm 45 and he's 37. When we met, he lived 3 hours away, so he decided to move to my area. It's been 4 months now since we've been in the same city, and I'm starting to see issues with him. He didn't have a plan in place when he moved to my city, and now he's living in a shelter because I told him he cannot live with me. He doesn't have a car, and I refuse to drive him around. He does have a job. In fact, he's had 3 different jobs since he's been here. He has been fired from each job because he has an issue with the way people talk to him. See, he has issues with being short. He is only 5'3".
Hold on, wait a second. I'm out. I'm out.
I told you to stick around.
No, I'm finna take a break, but sure. I'm not finna do this.
Yes,
let me just say, thank you, Jesus.
I told you were gonna love it.
So good.
And I asked your nephew to stick around.
I'm going to the break room.
We're a team. All right, see.
We ain't no team.
See, he has issues with being short. He's only 5'3". I am 5'2". So his height doesn't bother me, but it bothers him. He has short patience with people. I believe he's been abused by a woman before because he always thinks I'm talking down to him and belittling him. I jokingly push these issues to the side, but it's getting old. I'm getting to the point where I want to end this relationship. Can I help him overcome this, or should I just let him work through his own problems alone? Please help. Listen.
Is it my turn?
No, Shirley goes first.
Okay. Let me get this.
I know that's right.
I told you were going to love this. And you're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. Listen, you may not have a problem with his height, but he certainly does. Mm. And you got to let him work it out on his own. There are things that you can help him do. I don't know, maybe take him to therapy so he can deal with it that way. But there's nothing you can do about his problem with his height. You cannot change people. You cannot change him. You've only known him for 7 months. It made me think, did you see him before you guys, you know, got together? But I guess you did, because you would have said that if you didn't. But now he's moved. You guys didn't talk about what was going to happen, where he was going to live, whether or not he had a car. You guys didn't discuss any of that before he moved to the same city. How can he's had 3 jobs since he's been there? He's only been there, what, 4 months? He has an issue with the way people talk to him. This is crazy. These are things that he has to deal with on his own, and he's probably been dealing with for the majority of his adult life. You don't care because he's still taller than you at 5'2". So I don't know if you're going to be able to help him overcome this, because he's got to do it first. Only thing you can do is to be there to support him. Yeah, he's going to have to work through these problems alone. I don't know if this relationship's going to last because he can't keep a job. He lives in a shelter. I mean, you know, and you want him to do better, I'm sure, but he can't because of he has a problem with being little. You know, he needs counseling, I think. Steve,
well,
it's your turn now.
Uncle Steve, can I say something to you?
Man, boy.
I ain't got this is the time to give good advice. This is not the time to be funny and be rude and stuff, okay?
Just please don't start it out, Steve, as Dear Tommy. Don't start it out.
I'm the one to give stupid advice. You're supposed to really be nice.
Okay, Dear Steve and Shirley.
Okay. I can't wait for
him.
Now, this lady met this man.
Steve,
y'all need to stop right now. Let me go.
Don't let me down.
I promise you I won't.
Loose him, y'all. Loose him. Let him go.
I'm 45 years old. He's 37.
Don't let me down.
Right there, he short. He down 8 years. Now these 8 years short, he already done equated this to inches. You can believe that. You 45, he 37. When we met, he lived 3 hours away. So he decided to move to my area. It's been 4 months now since we've been in the same city. Here's the line in this letter that really amazes me.
What's that?
I'm starting to see issues with him. Really? So here we go. He didn't have a plan in place when he moved to my city. He's now living in a shelter. Your man that you dating, the one that moved to your city, is now living in a shelter. So when you go by, pop in to see him, how's that working for you? Where you sit at the shelter? Little man ain't got no home. Oh, you can get him a house. Listen to me. Tiny houses is everywhere. Got his ass a house at Toys R Us. They got, this boy could have had a place by now.
Hang on, Steve. All this
Tiny House Nation is on TV.
Yeah, me and my man have a little situation. That's
Now, she fired, he fired three, she fired two, so that don't bother her. Mm-mm. It's an 8-year difference in them, because she 45, he 37. Now, he done moved into town, but he ain't got no plan. She won't let him live with him, so he live in a shelter. I was just wondering how it is for her when she stopped by.
Yeah.
How you gonna see your man at a shelter? Where you sit? Which end of the bed is yours? Because one thing I know from being homeless, you can't sit on the other homeless person's stuff. You bet not. That's rule number one. That's all they got.
Territorial, yeah.
You don't touch my grocery cart. You don't put your hand on my duct tape.
Okay.
You don't get away from this blanket. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a car, and I refuse to drive him around. So now he just trying to walk around with them little ass legs.
Well, he does have a job, Steve.
He, well, excuse me, he got a job, but he ain't got no car.
Right.
You refuse to drive him around.
He's a short-order
cook. Now, he got to trot everywhere. In fact, he had three different jobs since he's been here. He's been fired from each job because he has an issue with the way people talk to him. And, oh, Lord, how many times have we run into this? How many times? See, you wrote the right show. Because we are dealing with this ourselves. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to give us to vent some of the things that we've been going through. Because we got somebody on this show that has an issue with the way people talk to him. He stay touchy. He edgy all the damn time. Something always wrong. He always offended. See, he has an issue with being short. Ding!
Junior.
Wouldn't you have an issue with being short if you were 5'3"? Now, she says, so his height doesn't bother me, but it bothers him. He has short patience with people.
Wait a minute.
What you want him to have? Long patience? He don't like nobody because he edgy. He always assume it's about his height. He produced the thought that we had to produce on this show. If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that holler is the one you hit. Every time we mention height on this show, we got one person jump to conclusion that we talking about him. Even when we not. Like right now, I can bet you he think we talk about his ass right now. Now, she says, I believe that he's been abused by a woman before. Because he always think I'm talking down to him. That's because the women he dated was taller. They was talking down to him.
Literally.
It happens to Tommy. Excuse me. It happens to this person we refer to all the time.
No name, Steve. Don't mention anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That kind of slipped out. Now, I believe he's been abused by a woman because they always think I'm talking down to him. I jokingly push these issues to the side, but it's getting old. I'm getting to the point where I want to end this relationship. Can I help him overcome this? I want to answer that for you in just a second. Or should I just let him work through his own problems alone? Can I help him overcome this? No, you cannot. Mm-mm. No, you cannot. This person can be 50. You ain't going to be able to help them.
Why you pick 50? Why that number?
Because that's a big number.
Oh, okay.
He 37. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'd have seen this go all the way up to at least, I know, 50.
For sure. 50 out the blue.
50 for damn sure. We ain't been able to help him yet. Or should you let him work through his own problems alone? He can't. He has no answers for this. Because he touchy all the damn time. It's always about him. Little people got big issues. little man, short patience. They got short legs. They got short arms. They send up everything about them is short. But one thing about short people, they get a job, though. I don't care what nobody say. They always working. I'm surprised. See, why he at a shelter? Shelter at 5'3", he could easily sign up for foster care. He could be in somebody's house.
He can get in the house.
Yeah, he can get in the house because he's short. And once again, why is he out of work and ain't got nowhere to stay? Why is he in a shelter? Listen, I was watching Tiny Houses the other day. Tiny House Nation. Oh, God. This be like a mansion for him. Matter of fact, you can take this little ass house and you can rename it. You can call it like a chateau or something.
Oh,
give it a big name. That's and nice. It be just for little people.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
That's genius,
you
Steve.
Take a little house and give it a big name.
Wow. Yeah.
See, you ain't got to call it Tiny House. Call it a chateau.
Yeah.
All of the rooms pop out, lift up a lid that was a cupboard for clothes and stuff. It's a bathtub.
Wait,
you understand? You climb upstairs for storage in a little loft. You move that stuff out the way. It's a bunk bed.
Man.
The stove and the toilet is the same thing.
What? I can't go with you on that one.
No, these are for tiny houses, Shirley. You ain't got to because you have a home.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter @MyGirlShirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.